May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There's this word I keep wanting to share this week, but Bracken keeps messing me up by reading this stuff. We've referenced this some in the last few months, but just to encourage you again, the Christian life is lived by faith. And I think sometimes we try to make that so complicated when really God's trying to pull us back into simplicity. One of the simplest things we need to come to grips with that the enemy tries to constantly steal from us because he tries to tell us we don't deserve it. We've not postured ourselves enough is how much God wants to and longs to bless us. He really is good. And I have two sons, and I want to bless them. And I wish I could give them everything they want, whether it was good for them or not. But our Heavenly Father knows the things that are good for us or not. But if you want to bless your kids. And Jesus said about that, he said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good things in one place, the Holy Spirit, another scripture, the good things, the Holy Spirit, to those who ask him. Five times in the last Bible study that Jesus had before his crucifixion, the upper room discourse, he says, if you ask anything in my name, it will be done for you. Five times. As if he's trying to make a point. If you were just to read through chapter 13 through 17, it probably wouldn't take you, reading out loud, 15 or 20 minutes. And in a 15, 20-minute Bible study, the last time he's with them before his crucifixion, he's really trying to hammer home some things. He talks about abiding in him. But five different times, he says, if you ask anything in my name, he says, I'll do that for you. The Father will do that for you. Twice in chapter 14, twice in chapter 15, and then the one in chapter 16. Now, there's one catch. Jesus says, if you ask in my name, well, there's actually two catches. He says, if you ask anything in my name, which means that you're asking as if you were him, so you have to be in line with who he is. You have to be in line with his will. You can't use his name to ask for things he would never ask for. But if in his name you're asking for anything he would ever ask for, you can know. And the other one is that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, that's saying the same thing. If my heart, my will is abiding in you. And God's will is pretty broad. It's not near as limited as we think it is. There's just a lot of things in the deal that God's good with. Things like, scriptures like, all the promises of God are yes in Christ. Well, that means he's already said yes to every promise. This book's full of a lot of promises. Just go find one of them and then pray for them in Jesus' name. But I love what he said, the scripture that Bracken read. Because listen to his heart. He says in verse 23, now earlier in the same chapter, in the same conversation, chapter 16, he says, here's the thing I want you to understand, that I'm going to be pouring out my Holy Spirit, and it's better for you that I go away. Because if the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you, then it's going to be me coming to live inside of you. And everything that the Father has is mine, and everything that's mine, the Holy Spirit's going to make that yours. It's going to reveal that to you. It's going to manifest to you, make that available to you. Now think about that. Everything that the Father has is Jesus's. And now because we're in Christ, everything that Jesus has, we have. So everything that the Father has, we have. That's a bunch. And it's in light of saying that, that he says, and in that day, talking about when the Holy Spirit's poured out, when the birthing of the church, in that day, you will ask me no question. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you shall ask the Father for anything, he will give it to you in my name. Until now, you've asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, now hear this, that your joy may be made full. The Lord said, I love to bless you. because I love for your joy to be made full. Now, look who he's talking to. He's talking to a group of people. This is the Upper Room Discourse. This is the same conversation when, in some of the other gospel lessons, this is the same night, they're sitting at the same table, when they begin to argue among themselves after Jesus is saying he's going to be betrayed, which one of them are going to be the greatest. When Jesus tells the lead guy, you're going to deny me three times. So he's pumping his chest going, look, these guys may deny you, but not me, never. He said, no, you're going to deny me three times. And then at the crucifixion, they all abandoned him. That's who he's talking to. So these aren't exactly people who've postured themselves in a perfect Christian life. These are just goofballs like we are. These are the ones that Jesus says to them. Now, you would think that Jesus' conversation would be with them, I can't tell you after 3.5 years how disappointed I am in you. That here we are at the apex of everything that's about to happen, and you're arguing among themselves who's the greatest, and the one who's got the biggest mouth, you're going to deny me three times? I just can't tell you how disappointed I am in this Bible study group. But he doesn't. He just gives them all these promises, and he's calling forth the truth about them that's going to be true about them when the Holy Spirit lives in them and they're going to be in Christ. And he says, here's the deal, guys. If you ask anything in my name, the Father will give it to you. You've asked me for nothing, but you ask and you will receive that your joy may be made full. If these guys qualify, we qualify. He said, I want to bless you. So take this out for a spin. And I've said this before. Years ago, when I used to read those scriptures, I would just like read by them real quick because that was not my experience. It just made me feel guilty. But that was the devil. God doesn't put this stuff here to make you feel guilty. He puts this stuff out here to show you the cookies that are on the shelf or on the bottom shelf. Go for it. These are the possibilities that are yours in Christ. Now go for it. I'm glad he does that, aren't you? I'm glad he didn't say, you know, if you ask things in my name every now and again, I'll give you what you want. But you know how things work. Sometimes God says yes. Sometimes God says no. Sometimes God says wait. You know, he just says, ask anything in my name and I'll do it. And I'm going to do it so that your joy may be made full. Because I love for your joy to be made full. I love to bless you. I love to do things for you because it makes your joy full. That's who he is. And if that's not who you think he is, maybe that's one of the things that's holding you back from living by faith. In the confident expectation that God wants to do something good in your life. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.